Blog Talk Radio.
I feel big, and like not big in the sense of weight, and you know, like gaining weight or nothing like that, like colossal, like you know, like. How you were looking for me? For me to you, I was about to say church, I'ma need a suit, I'ma need a coupe, I won't need a roof, fly it and be the Jews, be the Jews, be the Jews. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof, didn't wear bulletproof, so I got a shot, you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth, what this TV do, but I'ma leave it to God, not be beneath you, cause I'm a murder, why I kill over even you. Man, I got some of hate on me cause I'm hot. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So y'all hating for no reason. The real around the world and I'm back here. Who even asked about me in case you want to be rich? I live around the world now. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank. Why y'all so sippin' on the same flush? So I can go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne wins and they lose. I call them April babies, cause they boom and the day smooth. Beat up like a parabolic shit. A parallel park. And a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta. Like I'm from Kyle. Now all my blood free, soup, ooh, and I know my rules, and I play well, and I went well for my Libra's kid. Fuck up, they fuck up, they leave it.
Yeah, I won't get no even.
Yeah. I am him. Around the world now, I'm back. Yeah. Who's been asking about me? In case you wonder if we're rich. In my chair with my crown and my dear Queen Bee, yes, I share my time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. That not why we came, and if not, then why bother? Show no mercy, your master, your lovers. So far from me, you that master you had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs. The Biggies and the Pops and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Y'all be got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow, even if you box well, can't stop the flow. Kaboom, the rock boy in the room. This why I just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on auto. Pilot, but I just stare at my wardrobe. I see your role, that's right, plural. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your go.
My go, yeah. But I'ma go so opposite of song author, Victor Hector, Camacho, Man Randy Sanders, far from average, above standards, pro, flow, so, pro, I know, I vibe, yo, and when I pass, they say, what up, killer, man, stop bringing up my past. The next time you mention Pop, Biggie, and Jay-Z, don't forgive me, you baby.
Oh man, I used to be able to talk on there. Hey, Mr. Carter. Baby, wondering why. What's up?
What's going on with you, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are excited. We are excited because we got a great show right here, man.
Good show tonight.
It's the Chris Carter show. This is not what I expected. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special guest. Not new to the family. Actually, you know, if we be real, Prime Time Vega.
Hey, Prime Time. This is crazy.
Yeah, and this is a part. So you're not new to the family. You've definitely been around for a while, and we had.
Rich go crazy
is what he said. Now,
King Blaze, you know.
Yeah, King Blaze is in the building. King Blaze is in the building, and I'm excited, man. We had us a great conversation today. We did us a nice little trip around town, doing a lot of visionary things and getting prepared for This Is Not What I Expected. Because both of us, since I've been back, because you know what I was going through before I even got back. One of the first people that made contact with me before I even came back to town. So you already know that I wasn't expecting for it to be where we at.
Man, never, right?
Never
right
expected.
Now expecting to be big dogs out here, already made. You know, life comes with its stumbles.
It comes with its stumbles and
tribulations, but you know, keep our eyes facing forward, keep our head up.
So one of the questions that I had earlier for you was, pretty much, where do we go from here? And we know that from here, it ain't no way but to go up, right?
At the bottom. I mean, what's under the bottom? You know, we already there. We already down here with the shoes and everything. So, the only way is up. You know, like I say, the only way to go from here is keep heading for the sky.
Headed for the sky.
You know, every time I look at it as every time you start something over,
mm-hmm.
you never actually start it over. You starting with, now you got plans. Now you got more insight on stuff. You even did your trials and tribulations. Everything is a learning process.
Facts.
So we never starting at ground zero. Just because we starting over don't mean we at ground zero. So we got to take what we learned and take it to the next step. You know, that's how I look at it. Where from here?
I mean, like we said, you know, one thing that when we were, you know, doing our little trip around town, having our conversation and everything, one of the things we made prominent was the fact that we got to keep God first, right? We got to keep God first. We got to keep God first, and that's definitely something we got to keep in mind, is that, you know, without God, nothing is possible, right?
Right. Nothing at all is possible without God, and, you know, we're going to make this even a bigger picture for people. You know, because it's people that might not believe in God.
Right.
Might not do that. If you look at everybody, no matter if it's God, whatever you believe in of a higher power, you know, you got to put that ahead. You know, you got to look, I always got that higher power there on my side.
Yeah, but we all know that there's only one and true.
There's only one true God and Savior. Apologize for
the words that ain't, but y'all better recognize. 563-999-3783 is the number to call. I mean, like, it's only up from here, man. Even though this isn't what we expected, you know, like you said, you know, we expected to be, but we were conditioned to be, you know, like, business owners,
right,
have
right.
that business mindset,
right. We come from, you know, they raised us.
We raised for the 10-year mindset, and here we are at the end of the 10 years.
Yeah,
But here we are at the end of the 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not millionaire status, but it ain't broke status, you feel me?
Yeah, never broke. Yeah. You know, I look at it, it's like, shoot, I might be hurting, but my bills paid.
Right, right.
Food in the crib,
right.
Lights on, my kids,
kids
doing
definitely
good.
Doing
my
good.
Kids got clothes, and they fed. Dude, I ain't broke. You know, everything paid for. I'm good. I don't owe nobody shit.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry. Nothing.
You nothing. That's exclusive content. By the way, if you have not followed, please follow us.
Follow.
We out here. We're worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Little old Saginaw, Michigan.
Little old Saginaw, Michigan, but we're reaching the world with this platform.
Right?
That's all that matters, bro. It's just us having fun, coming back, you know, being able to reach out and show other people that, you know, it's, you know, even though it's not what you expected, at the end of the day, we going to get what we expected.
We're going to get that. And that's one thing that we learned being bred up in Saginaw, too. Hey, you going to fight for what you want.
It's Saginaw known. I was just, you know, we was just watching the Dunkwood thing earlier. It was a dude on there from Saginaw, Michigan, Chris Staples.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know he was from Saginaw.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Now look at Draymond Green.
Yeah.
You know, he's suspended right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got people, Lamar Woodley. We got
greats, greats, bro.
Greats.
Greats.
In the sports industry. Shit, we got greats in the
music
industry.
You
know, we got Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
We got other people other than Stevie, even other people in Michigan. Like
yeah.
Clark. You know,
I mean, then you got, what was it, Blaze. Then you got
Blaze.
Listen,
you
for
go crazy.
All of that music will be exclusively.
That's you. Jessica Reedy.
Yeah. A lot of great people have, and I'm pretty sure they weren't expecting to get to where they were coming from,
right.
Where we coming from.
Right.
So at the end of the day, everybody has expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is what are you going to do with your expectations? Are you going to write the vision? Our first thing in little six steps of making the life plan that I was going to give us, the first thing is to create a vision. Now, after you create the vision, consider what goals you want to achieve throughout your lifetime. And then the second thing in our life plan is perform self-assessment. And that's always hard to look at yourself and see what's wrong with you before you can start telling others what's wrong with them. Number three is prioritize life. We was talking about that earlier, the way companies nowadays want you to work every single day.
Yeah.
Think about your life,
no,
not prioritize your life. So number three is prioritize your life. Number four is identify your values. So what do you value? Family, love, wife, all of those things. Those are values. Number five is establish the goals. So the goals that we have already put in place, make sure that we're actually putting them first and making sure that we're getting to those goals. And then number six is outline an action plan.
Okay. That's developing yourself.
Yeah.
All those points that you just said, that's basically how you develop yourself. You know, writing that, when you look at the vision, make sure you write it down. You know, it's all about writing down, and then you take that what you wrote down, analyze it. It's all about analyzing and see how you're going to break that vision down into goals. Hey, one goal at a time.
One goal at a time.
Make it a huge goal.
Right, right.
So, like, if you want to lose weight, don't say, I want to lose weight. Make it simplify it. You know.
How many pounds?
Right. Why do I want to lose?
Right, right.
So,
number seven,
which should be number one. Always put God first.
Yeah, that's
whatever,
definitely
whatever
number
you
one.
Whatever you do, make sure you put God first in those tasks.
Definitely number one.
Life hits you hard.
Yeah, and it'll hit
life
you quick.
Hits you hard, and once you see that, oh, I didn't succeed this first time, you fall off the bandwagon. You know, you fall into depression. You can do this. You need God on your side to lift you up out of it. You know, sometimes you need God to pick you up and carry you.
Right.
You can't walk no more.
No.
You know, even when you might be capable physically, but mentally, you might not be there.
You might not be there.
Having that higher power, having God there, having that faith, you know, everything. Like, dude, I don't even go to church that much, but I still make sure, you know, I say the word. Dude, I even read the Bible to my kids.
Yeah, that's important. Definitely keeping God first is important. So this is how we go kind of bring it home with a question, a real quick question, is what's next? Where do you go from here? Are you going to throw in the towel and give up on building a future for your children and their kids? Or are you going to do the quote-unquote take your bootstraps, lace them up, and press forward?
That's right there. I'm
I might not have said it right, but, you know, take the bootstraps, lace them up, get out there, and, you know, one step in front of the other, ten toes down. And we were going, yeah, right.
Real nice flip.
Yeah.
It was worth the flip. But now I'm sitting down at this point like, dang, I ain't got more.
What's next? What's next? Yeah.
I got my company now. All of a sudden, I got to be in them.
Right.
My business is registered.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing over here with GTO. We rolling, so.
It's not starting from zero.
Nah, you got to pick it up and keep not.
What's next is actually moving towards that goal.
Right, right.
And all over again, you know, working hard, saving money where you can. So where you can save the money, put that money up. Pay yourself. Remember this. If you're working for somebody, make sure you pay yourself first. Pay yourself first before you pay bills, all of that. Pay yourself first. You gotta pay off the phone. You know,
definitely will.
Whatever your goal is, you need money to reach that goal. Pay yourself first. That's all it takes. Yeah.
Paying yourself again, making it go. That's and at the end of the day, that's how we change it from what we didn't expect to what we expected. So now, right. Exactly. But once you start being in the will of God and you got, you know, you putting God first, I'm trying to tell you, bro, it's going to become what you expected, because at the end of the day, the Bible says he will give us the desires of our heart. And that's what I was telling you when we was riding around, driving around and stuff, is the fact that we did already put it into action with the three locations that we have.
Yeah.
Our plan is out there. You know, we're not really trying to spill the beans too soon, especially not on this platform, but know that things are in motion. Things are coming in full swing, because the God we serve is definitely a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we can ask or think. I know and this is one thing I want to say before we close it out. First of all, man, we go come back with them exclusive contents to where y'all get a full hour of the Chris Carter Show, so y'all be looking for that. Then y'all already know Test the Mic Part 2 is one of the funniest segments out there right now. Test the Mic Part 2 is definitely mind-blowing content. Carter Show, I don't think I'm going nowhere this time. That 10-year hiatus really took a toll on me. But we were out here working, and people are excited that the Chris Carter Show is back. Great music coming from Kurt Blaze, our guest that was here, who stopped through early today. It's only up from here, ladies and gentlemen, only up from here. And I just want to thank you, man. I want to say thank you. Y'all make sure y'all catch us on the next episode. Y'all already know what time it is. It's the Chris Carter Show. I'm big. Colossal. Not in the sense of weight. I'm going to end this show just like I started it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Lil Wayne. Take us out. Y'all heard it right here. It's the Chris Carter Show. I'ma say it again. Wayne, take us out.
Go farther, go further, go harder. That's not why we came.